Let's go to the text.
So we are reading Excerpt 13. After he is bonded with a group of people who wish to achieve the degree of love of the Creator, and he wishes to take from them the strength to work in order to bestow, and be moved by their words about the necessity for obtaining the love of the Creator. He must regard each friend in the group as greater than himself. That one is not impressed by the society or takes their appreciation of something unless he regards the society as greater than himself. This is the reason why each one must feel that he is the smallest of them all, since one who is great cannot receive from one who is smaller than himself, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, it is only the smaller who is impressed by the appreciation of the greater one.
Let's read another one.
Exit number 14. There are two conditions to obtaining the greatness. One, always listen and accept the appreciation of the environment to the extent of the greatness. Two, the environment should be great. As it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To receive the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. In that state, he will be able to receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone, since the great cannot receive from a smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, only the small is impressed by the appreciation of the great. For the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will influence him as though it were a great environment, as it should be, since quality is more important than quantity. Again, there are two